Olile Mpieni hasn't had a job for more than 5 years. He runs an advocacy group for the unemployed. Here in South Africa's Western Cape province, about 29% of people don't have jobs. The national average is nearly 35%. Olile is unhappy with the government's policies.
The labor laws are not addressing the issues that currently exist of unemployment. The labor laws speak to direct to the interest of those who are in the working environment, not outside the working environment.
The forum has thousands of members who support a call for the Western Cape to secede from South Africa. The province has the second largest economy in the country. Those supporting an independent Cape say a corrupt national government is draining its resources to aid poorer provinces.
So effectively the people of the Western Cape never get their democratic will, they're always excluded from the system, they never get the government they vote for, and the consequences of that are quite significant, because if South Africa is being badly managed and run into the ground, the people of the Western Cape are then suffering the consequences of a government they didn't elect and one that they can't remove at the ballot box.
South Africa is made up of 9 provinces. 8 of them are governed by the African National Congress. The opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, has run the Western Cape since 1999. While the party's not supported the call for secession, it has pushed for a federal system. The Cape Independence Party says recent polls suggest 58% of Western Cape voters support the move for Cape independence, but that figure's been disputed. Those opposed to the idea say it's racially motivated and discriminates against the largely mixed race and black, often poorer communities in a province with a more prosperous white minority.
I cannot support anything which seeks to create a Volkstaat, where the beneficiaries of apartheid will still own the land and hold the levers of economic control. It can't be allowed to happen. These people are seeking to create two things: A, a master race; B, a subservient slave race. I'm not a slave. I cannot support the call. Secession is a very good idea, but not in the terms of reference that they're using.
Cape Town, the capital of the Western Cape, has great economic disparities, often defined by race. Critics say the chances of secession are low.
Many argue the call for secession by those living in the Western Cape has little merit and will go nowhere, and that it lacks constitutional backing. But this isn't the first time there have been calls from groups of people for their own nation states within South Africa. And rather than being viewed as wishful thinking, it may instead be an expression of anger against the governing African National Congress. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, South Africa.